lady. Amen. Thank you. I just want to share from my heart with you today just three major things as we look at our theme that is encouraging women to awake. And I thank God for all the courageous men that are here today. I really thank God for you. You know, there will be surprises in heaven. Because some of you think it's only the pastors that will be in the front in heaven. That woman that sweeps in church, God sees it. That lady that washes the toilet, God sees it. All of us may not hold the microphone. Those elderly women that are praying. Billy Graham was interviewed some time ago and he said, there are six of us that bear that name. Myself and five women that stay in the basement praying and lifting my hands. So when we get to heaven, there'll be surprises. People that are organized, people that are behind the camera, people that are doing this and doing that. But what is important is for us to get there. May you not miss heaven. No? Because it's a waste if you don't make heaven. May you not miss heaven. I want to read to you from Judges chapter 4 and verse number 4. Judges chapter 4 and verse number 4. In Isaiah chapter 52 that the man of God used to pray, to lead us to pray. And that's where God's servant in Solo took, you know, the scriptures, the theme. In Judges chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says that, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. It's a powerful scripture that I just read out to you, talking about a woman called Deborah. And the Bible calls her Deborah, a prophetess, a wife, and a judge. Many years ago, I live in Ondo State, even though I'm not from Ondo State, the state government invited me to come and speak to prisoners. It was a lifetime experience for me because I returned a different woman, a totally changed woman. God met my needs when I went to preach to prisoners. I was taken around the prison and I was told that some of them had not come out of that room since 1988. That day, when I looked at the way the prisoners were praising the Lord, my worship life changed. I became more grateful. And I said, Christians need to visit the prison regularly for prison evangelism. It will make you realize that freedom is a gift of God. And you will stop complaining and comparing yourself with anybody. I don't have a black shoe. I don't have a green shirt. I don't have a black hat. You will stop. I saw the way they were praising the Lord. I saw one of them. He would be my father's age, probably. I saw another one who was blind. And I was saying to the controller, why don't you discharge this man? He's blind. He's not useful to you. They were worshiping the Lord. They were giving thanks to the Lord. They were magnifying the Lord. I shed tears in gratitude. From that day, my worship life changed. It really did. And the second thing that happened to me on that trip, I noticed that each of those prisoners had a uniform on with two inscriptions. A tinier one in the front and a bolder one at the back. And I asked questions. And I was told that the one in the front, which was a number, was to tell them the serial number of that particular prisoner in that prison. 305. 117. That's your number. So when they call the number, you know they're talking about you. And then the one at the back, which was a bit bolder, was their dates of discharge. 2055. 2067. And everywhere each one goes, he goes with those two numbers. As I was just watching and learning before it was time for me to preach, I was just learning and watching their lives. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, the way these prisoners carry their numbers and their dates of discharge about is the way each person carries his or her destiny around. But some people, they supervise other people. This one is wearing lipstick. This one is wearing jeans. This one is not covering her head. This one doesn't wear earrings. This one wears earrings. This one can this. This one can that. And time is going. And they're going to wake up and realize that they are 84 and they have not fulfilled their destiny. supervisory work. And the Holy Ghost said to me that trip, as I was just looking at those prisoners, and the Lord said to me, when you came to planet Earth, you were born naked but not empty. God put certain things on your inside, and that's your destiny that you are carrying about. Let me set some perspectives right. Mother was sharing with me recently, and it blessed my life. The nation of Israel is the most blessed nation in the world. I've been there 4 times, and I've vowed that every year I must step on the land of Israel. There's no single prayer I have taken to Israel that God did not hear. Not one. It's a land of covenant. It's smaller than Ondo State, but there is nothing that doesn't grow in Israel. God is a loyal God. It's amazing. Let's leave that for another time. But do you know, like my husband was teaching me, that Israel is one nation, but 12 tribes. 12 tribes. And we are the spiritual Israelites. God said to Abraham, come out of the tent and look. And you will see as far as you can see. Because I'm going to make your seed to be like the sand of the seashore and the stars. Talking about his spiritual children and his physical children. We're spiritual Jews. The nation of Israel is one nation but 12 tribes. The same thing in the body of Christ. We cannot all be members of Redeemed Christian Church of God. It is a tribe. Redeemed is a tribe. We cannot all go to Winner's Chapel. There is no denomination that can take all the Christians, 2.something billion people in the world. No, there's none. There's no pastor that can manage all of us at a time. That's not the will of God. It is tribe by tribe. In some tribes, they don't believe in wearing jewelry. It is your tribe. That's why I don't belong to your tribe. I'm in my tribe. We wear jewelry in my tribe. We wear makeup in my tribe. It is my tribe. It is one nation, but it is my tribe. Therefore, I don't need to come to your tribe and condemn you. And you have no right to condemn me. As long as I am born again, let's meet in the rapture. Let's meet in the rapture. This will settle a lot of things. You can't find a Muslim saying, I am Ahmadiyya, I am this, I am that. It's only Christians. It's only Christians. Look at them. Look at this calf. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that. And we live evangelism. We live a lot of things. I got born again 39 years ago. Don't be deceived by my lipstick. Oh. My spiritual sense is correct. Don't be deceived by my genes. Oh. I know Jesus as a person. You didn't save me. That is why the cross of Jesus Christ has 4 entrances. Come with scarf. Come without earring. Come like this. Just come to the cross. And you are not my judge because you didn't die for me. You did not die for me. So what's your business? Let me live my life and let's see if the rapture comes. If I don't make it, then you can laugh. I have a personal walk with the Lord. I need to set this right because there's a lot of trouble in the body of Christ. Even in redeemed, you can say, I am going to something parish. I am going to modern and classical. What's going on? In winners, with let's stop this. And it is women in particular. Let's love ourselves. I met Mrs. Olotu through somebody. And then I met her. I've met her twice today. I didn't ask her how many people will be in your service. It's not convenient for me, but I noticed that here is a woman that is trying to touch lives. Whatever little support I can give her, she doesn't need to attend my church. I heard for the first time today the church she attends. It is one tribe. It is one tribe. Let's stop all these castigations and pulling ourselves down out of evangelism. It's envy. I don't even have the time to answer nobody. I'm in the will of God, and that's what I'm doing. And I know I am raised for women. I am too convinced to be confused about it. I'm raised for women. I know my office. Discover your own and fulfill it. We're looking at this woman's life today. If you read Judges chapter 5, you will hear when she said that so many things were happening in Israel. The highways and the byways were abandoned. Village life ceased. Until I, Deborah, arose. And I arose a mother in Israel. What is village life? I come from a village. In the village, one person gives birth to the child, everybody raises the child. If your child misbehaves in the village, somebody else can beat the child, and when you get there, you say, good for you. That's village life. In the village, there's no promiscuity. You don't say, I'm not married to a man, but I want to be living with him so I can be a baby mama. Please listen to me very well. I have an apostolic work among women. A lot is going on the internet. Everything that Christianity stands for is being attacked. The principle of tithing and offering, you will hear all sorts of rubbish. Why would you open your mouth and call a man of God like Baba Adeboye a bad name? Are you okay? A man that has planted churches in 192 nations of the world. That man has a PhD in mathematics. If Chevron employs him, will he not be rich? Who says it is only money we talk about in church? It's an attack of the devil against the church. And it is sad to note that even Christians, you won't hear Muslims. I preach on TV in Ondo State. And Christians will write notes to me. You don't cover your head. You don't do this. You are going to hell. You have never read. You're talking about sex. Muslims will write letters to me and add checks and say, you are the reason why we have a home. What's going on here? Can you please help me tell your neighbor? This one are tribe by tribe. Stay in your tribe. If I choose not to wear jewelry, it is none of your business. You don't know my encounter with the Lord. If I choose not to cover my head, it is none of your business. Let that not disturb anything. We have one common enemy, and that's the devil. Let's women, let's come together. Look at the institution of marriage as it is being torn into pieces and shreds on the internet. You don't have to be married, just be pregnant. They are doing these things, it's so bad that it's looking normal. It's looking normal. You don't need to be a virgin, whether you are male or female. It's almost looking normal, baby mama. When the Bible says that marriage is honorable, and the bed undefiled. In Bible days, if you were not found to be a virgin on your wedding night, you'd be stoned to death. What's going on here? Let's wake up. Village life is seizing. And all we do is fight with ourselves. How can I say this? When the Lord Jesus Christ was going to die, it was women that anointed his body. You remember Mary Magdalene? Mary, the Bible calls her Mary. Lazarus' brother. I have a feeling that as the Lord Jesus Christ is returning, heaven is going to use women to prepare his body, the body of Christ, for his second return. So women, we have a lot we need to wake up. We need to be awake. And it begins with in three areas. Number one, your relationship with the Lord. I stand here to ask you, I don't want to assume, are you born again? Are you saved? I'm not talking about being a member of Redeemed or Agape or Winners or Mountain of Fire. Are you saved? Do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Is your name written in the book of life? If the trumpet should stand today, will you make heaven? And if you can answer yes, fantastic. But what about your walk with the Lord? A dynamic spiritual Christian walk is not a gift. You develop it. You cultivate it. Don't wake up in the morning and the first thing you get is your phone. Because you want to check the Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, what's going on. The first 7 minutes minimum of your day should be spent in the presence of the Lord. Of course, you know some of us, what is 7 minutes? You have not even begun to warm up. You must wake up in the morning. This is what I do. The first thing I do is to go on my face before the Lord in gratitude. Thank you, Lord, because it is not my alarm clock that woke me up. If you think alarm clocks wake people up, take your alarm tomorrow, go to the mortuary, place it beside the corpses, and see if the alarm clock can wake you up. That God did not forget to wake you up, your first statement, your first breath should be in his honor. I'm grateful. Call him all kinds of names. Magnify him. If you have lost anything, God is the reason why you have not lost everything. So give God thanks. Be grateful. Be appreciative. Only great fools are ungrateful. Because if you had died, God would still be God. Nothing changes. He's God. He can be God without us. He only chose to be God with us. Let's use our breath to magnify him. Let's praise him. Let's adore him. Set your telephone. Have times when you pause for a few seconds in the day to give thanks to the Lord. Not to ask for anything. My phone, you will see me, I will write my mega thanksgiving. It's 12 noon. My phone alarms me. Lord, I just want you to know that I'm grateful. I do not deserve the least of your mercies. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Look at me, O God. And I begin, whether I'm driving or I'm being driven, whether I'm studying, whatever, I'm giving thanks to the Lord of Lords and the King of Glory. If you are going to awake, this is the starting point. Your relationship with the Lord, when you are born again, you must develop it. You must cultivate it. And it begins with thanksgiving. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. In everything, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. Give thanks to Jehovah, the God that doesn't pursue a man before he catches up with him. The God that was and is and shall ever be. The God that uses the air to crack palm kernel in order to disgrace the stone. Call him all manner of names. Remind him of how he parted the Red Sea. Magnify him. That is how to hug God. When you hug him, his cologne, his perfume will rub off on you. And when people hug you, when problems hug you, when your children hug you, they will have answers to the situations of life. Let your thanksgiving increase. Be grateful. Who are you that somebody will call you mommy? With all your work about. Who are you as a man that somebody will cook meals and invite you to come and eat? Do you deserve it? My son told me some time ago that every day we breathe a minimum of 26,000 times. Tomorrow, try to count it. Without pain. Go to the hospital. I have an assignment. One of my assignments is to go around. I have a team that goes to the hospitals because I pay by God's grace. I locate children, child patients that cannot afford their hospital bills. And my foundation pays. You need to see what sickness is not in the hospital. Sicknesses that cannot be described. Do you know that in Ondo State where I live, there is a woman there. Anytime her children or husband want to talk to her, they will carry her and turn her upside down. Her head must be down, her feet must be up, for her to hear is a form of sickness. Here you are. And you're still complaining. My hair is short. I heard of a lady who was afflicted with a sickness that scraped everything called hair on her body, her private parts, even her nostrils. No hair. You're complaining that your hair is short. Are you the chairperson of Public Complaints Commission? Why can't you be thoughtful and become thankful so that your tank can be full? Be grateful. I said, man, when last did you wake your wife up in the dead of the night just to thank her for choosing to marry you when she did with your 2 trousers and 3 shirts? 23 years ago, nobody will have touched you with the longest of poles. Jesus changed your life. Won't you be grateful? I laugh when I see people that stroll into church late after praise worship. I just shake my head. You see, they will still be praising the Lord. It was late coming that killed Sapphira. It was late coming that dethroned Esau. Late coming. Only three things are important in every service. Every other thing is extracurricular activity. Number one is praise and worship. The time when we are praising and eulogizing the monarch of the universe. The only emperor in our empire. When sometimes I go to church with ashore case. With scarves. I lay them on the floor. I carry bouquet. I lay prostrate. I'm dancing. I'm clearing everywhere. Dancing before the Lord. The one that gave me legs. So I can dance. I prostrate before him with everything that I ever can ever become. I magnify him. I roll on the floor. I wet my makeup. Why will my life not rise? Don't envy me, because the secret of champions is in their stories. Put your hand in your pocket, Thanksgiving Day. Oh Lord, I just want to say thank you. And God is asking the archangel, what did he just say? You're so proud and so cocky because you traveled abroad. Where did you go? Togo. That's all. If you don't go to America to live, the Almighty God will have to tiptoe around you. You cannot be grateful. When last did you send a text message to your parents that labored to pay school fees 30 years ago to thank them? You have become so big now. You can't be grateful. Wake up. When last did you even thank your children for coping with all your idiosyncrasies? When last? African parents. Let's be grateful. That's what I'm trying to drive into our system. Let's be more grateful. You had a flat tire. Some of your mates don't even have a car. They don't have a car. Be grateful. The study of the word. Because if you're going to wake up to go and fulfill destiny, if there's nothing on your inside, you'll be battle weary and the devil will deal with you. So you need to keep loading in. Let there be no year that you will not finish reading the Bible. You're a Christian. You got born again 6 months ago. You must finish reading the Bible. Before you got born again, you remember how you used to read James Hadley Chase? Read the Bible. Read it in the bus. Thank God for technology. You can put it on your phones now. Read it everywhere. I'm so proud of my Bible. Some of you are so used to this technology, you don't even have this one anymore. Can't carry your Bible again. It's too big. And when newly born again, bigger ones, we will carry it with our scarf. No makeup, nothing. We will jump into the bus, preaching the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Some of you don't have this again. I had to buy this again. I don't have many, so I can underline and underline and underline and make my notes. Let's be proud to be Christians. Study the word. Don't joke with anything that has to do with God. By God's grace, my husband and I pastor 34 churches. Thousands of people. I still go to church to sweep. And I will sweep till Jesus comes. Because it was broom phone I was holding before Jesus gave me a microphone. Some of you, once God promotes you, you become a deacon or deaconess or a pastor's wife. You'll be looking for people to carry your bag, carry your bonbon, carry your Bible. How long have you come here? Don't you know? Madam, what are you carrying that you are miss? What are you carrying that you are miss? You now leave the choir, leave the ushering, leave sanctuary keeping because you have become a deaconess. You can no longer sweep. Me, I will sweep till Jesus comes. Is it not the house of the Lord? And they know in our church, nobody collects my broom for me. Because I am first a child of God before I am a bishop's wife. Don't accept any title that will not make you be a child of God. That's the first thing. Be a child of God before you are a pastor. Or you are anything. Serve the Lord. The second thing that is most important in any service is the word. Don't go to a church where they don't allow you to dance and be happy and praise God. Don't go to that kind of a church. It's a Sadist church. Don't go to a church where the word of God is not taught. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Isaiah 25. And number three is money. Don't go to a church where they don't ask you to give and make sacrifices. Don't be bothered about what they are writing on the internet. This word has been tried 7 times. It's still standing. One man in China said in 100 years' time, there will be no single copy of the Bible in the world. 100 years after, his house became a printing press for the Bible. It's God we're talking about here, the mighty one. Abato one, uleto tujade, totuku. Olodu mare. Alata, alata uleiro. Eruto nderu uberu. Kiki ogo, kiki ola, kiki ogbo, kiki ipa, kiki agbara. When ask Pharaoh, the Bible, you say there will be no Bible in the world. I don't care what all this, whatever they are doing. I keep telling myself, God knows that we are still here on earth. Jesus is still coming for us. It doesn't matter what is happening. They are killing this, they are doing that. The church is still here. We may not be perfect. We may be smelly, but we are still his church. He died for us, and he's coming for us. These three things are important in every church. Don't say you are an usher, and when it's offering time, you'll be tying your shoe. You are dodging financial blessing. Nobody prospers financially by prayers. It's by giving. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 is potent. While the earth remained, seed. It's not seed time, oh, in the original translation. Greek, the Greek one says seed, time, harvest. It's a cycle. Seed, time, then harvest. You don't sow it, you can't reap it. There's no daughter-in-law that can maltreat me because I didn't maltreat my mother-in-law. Life is not governed by miracles. It is governed by principles. While the earth remaineth, do we still have the earth? Yes. At 110, my mother-in-law blessed me. She said, raise your right hand up. She said, among your mates, in 70 times 7 ways, this is how you will stand out. 110-year-old woman. You think she didn't offend me? I chose to forgive. Because I didn't want to sow it so I will not reap it. Because life is not governed by miracles, but by principles. Don't dodge offering. Don't dodge sacrifices. Wherever you attend, bless your pastor. Don't listen to all those dogs barking. Bless your pastor. Bless your pastor's wife. It is waiting for you tomorrow. It's waiting for you tomorrow. If you cannot handle it, don't bother to read it. You can't be abusing my Bible and I will be reading it. No. No, I walk past you because I don't want to answer a fool. But somehow you will know he has children. Because his children will speak against the enemies at the gates. Only bastards abuse their parents. It's a bastard ministry. The Absaloms of life. The man that works with God like that. It's death sentence to abuse a man like that. Particularly if he doesn't reply. Deborah! We're looking at her as a woman. And I'm saying that your relationship with God is the starting point. As a woman, please believe in yourself. We live in a world where the woman is supposed to be nothing. When I was born 54 years ago, people cried for my father. A girl, what will she become? Today I'm grateful to the Lord because my father tells me you are better than 7 sons. Believe in yourself as a woman. Like yourself. Love yourself. Celebrate yourself. Wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, say, God, you tried. Invest into yourself. I went back for my first degree. I had NC. I went back for my first degree after 4 children. Improve on yourself. And I came out leading my class. Like yourself. Invest into yourself. Once in a while, go to the salon. read magazines while they are doing pedicure for you. Let them wash all the dirt in your legs. I didn't say read the book of Habakkuk. I said read magazine. Some of you, you take care of everybody, husband, children, mother-in-law, this, and you forget yourself. Women, because we were created to meet needs. A man was created because he was wanted. A woman was created because she was needed. So we are used to meeting needs, and we forget ourselves. How can you as a woman carry the same hairstyle for 3 months, no washing, nothing? And your husband is smelling the pillow. Invest into yourself. And let me say this and say it again. I stand by it. If the totality of your financial life as a woman depends on your husband, you are a colossal disgrace. I say it with no apology to anybody. You must understand the times. Even our great-great-grandmothers, they worked. Don't say because I'm having children. Every year you are having children. Every year you are having children. You have boys, you have girls. The next one will be an hermaphrodite. I have a home where abused women are helped. My ears are full. How can a woman say, my husband said, because we have a misunderstanding, he told me, kneel down, idiot, kneel down. Close your eyes and raise your hands up. And she did for 15 minutes. Then the man said, stupid thing, get up, go to the kitchen, fix something for me. And when you are done, clean up, wash yourself, and I'll meet you in the bed. So our counselors asked her, why did you stay in that kind of a relationship? She said, I don't have anything. If I go out, how will I rent a house? How will I pay school fees? That is why I am leading a vanguard. In Africa, every woman must have her own. I don't care what men feel about it. Even if you work, if you must work from home, I don't want you to be a fool. Time housewife. You can be a housewife, but don't be a full time. Even if you are in the house, sell pure water. Go on the internet, sell something. Put it on the internet. You must have your own. It is scriptural. Esther chapter 2, they gave her her own. That's what I'm preaching. And I don't care. I'm ready to pay the price for every woman to have something in her hand. That is her own. You want to give 1 million to God. You don't need to take permission. Because it's your own. You felt led to bless your pastor. And then you must go and be taking, excuse me. And listen to me. Don't tell me this woman is not submissive. Go and ask my husband. You've been married 33 years. He said, I want to be your husband if possible in heaven. I want our mansion to be the closest. If I am evil at home, he won't tell me that. When God called him, I told God, Father, I will so much stand by Felix Adejumo. If he fails, hold me responsible. I'm committed. I am one of the most loyal wives on earth. I'm sure when we get to heaven, I'm going to get an award. But for you as a woman, not to have your own. One woman said to me, I must go and look for 200 naira to steal from my husband's pocket so I can give offering. You mean your father sent you to the University of Lagos? For you to sit at home without doing nothing? You mean your mother sold firewood and kerosene to send you to school? Now you're a graduate and all you do is sit down in one man's house giving birth to children while the man is having a swell time. While you are raising the kids, do something with your life. My husband turned 60. I celebrated him for 1 week. Fed thousands of people for 1 week. Imported the latest whatever for him. At a point, he said, you can't kill me. If I didn't have it, I wouldn't have been able to do it. You can't do a surprise party for your husband because he will know it is the same account. Have joint accounts. I have joint account with my husband, but I have my own. See your hands like this. May God give you your own. That your amen is making me angry. May God give you your own. May Jehovah bless you with your own. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. I have 147 widows that I'm taking care of. have children in a kitty that I'm paying their school fees. Your husband will be the one to give you all that. Be the one to buy fuel in your car. Be the one to do your mother's whatever. It's a bad day.
Please live your life in such a way that your husband will thank God for you. Don't be a liability. Don't be a burden. Do something. Even if you must work from home, don't be a full time. My emphasis on full time. And I said some time ago, if your husband says, can you loan me 1 million naira? Even if he says 10,000 or 10 million, don't say you want to kill me. That is my point. Rather, you should say, when do you need it? You know you don't have it, but we walk by faith now. Tell him, when do you? The man will first stagger and say, Iwo. Yes, because I want to borrow it for my future. But if you say, Ori, Mia, you want to kill me, you have demeaned yourself as a woman. No man will respect you. That's my emphasis. No matter the amount. Even if it means the man giving it to you and then you are taking out of it, so give him as a loan. You know, it's fine. Let me remind you that the latest research says the greatest cause of cancer in women is unhappiness. Please, madam, don't kill yourself. Your husband slept with somebody. Is it because people are not telling you the answer? When women come to me, hey, mommy, hey, see, my husband said, now, cry. Say, can't catch you. Cry very well. Are you done? You are alive. Your husband is sleeping with somebody. If you die, he will marry the girl. So stay alive. Stay alive. Don't ever go to the girl to go and talk. You will bring yourself to her level. If she thinks sleeping with another woman's husband is a lifestyle, let's leave her. Let God, the judge of the earth, defend you. Don't ever go to her. Please. As a woman, don't be a liability. Be an asset. It is not every wife that the husband can slap. Forget about Christianity. It is not every wife that the husband can say, you are packing out of this house today. Because the man knows if you pack, the curtain is going. The rug is likely to go. So when the man raises his hand and he remembers who you are, he says, Kuyaka Maja, don't let the devil. No man wants a liability. Every man wants someone he can lean on. Be a wife, be an encourager, be a lover, but excuse me, be financially strong. It's very important. Deborah, a prophetess, a judge, the wife of Lapidus. Let me just make a few comments, because when we tell you to awake, some of you need to be awake in your marriage. You need to be awake. Marriage is sweet depending on the cutlery you use to eat it. But marriage is hard work. Hard work. You must be many things to your husband. Okay. You know, you must be a lover. When last did you pillow your head on your husband's chest while he was watching Arsenal and Barca? When last did you put a little fish in your mouth in the kitchen? And then you just tiptoed. And you got to your husband's back and you just tickled him. And say, "Is he a virgin? You are not a virgin." And just put the fish in his mouth. Some of you, romance has grown wings and flown out of your marriages. Awake. Awake. Very soon, your nest will be empty. Sometimes I go to my children's section and I say, "When did they grow up? All of them are married. God, when did they grow up? They're gone. It's just my husband and I now." So we have decided to enjoy life. We just came back from a ship cruise. No church member. I'll just say, darling, bring your chairs. I'll just put my head like this. I enjoyed myself thoroughly. We booked another one for December. No counseling, no telephone. Because if you kill yourself, they will say, we didn't even know that Elisha is more anointed. Human beings. He doesn't say that for them to forget. Like Baba Adeboye said, it's true, God has made us to forget things. Either we'll be mad. You cannot remember all the names of your mates in primary school, university, secondary. It's God's plan. So please, madam, don't kill yourself. Choose to be happy. That's my point. Choose to be happy. There'll be situations that will want to make you feel bad. Make up your mind that you will be happy. Laugh. Play Ludo. Watch African Magic. It's not only prayer. I pray, I fast. But that's not the only thing. Watch African Magic. Go on the internet. Hey, please put Baba one day there for me. Laugh. Pump blood into your brain. So that you will not labor in vain on your children's wedding day. Nobody should represent you. Cancer will not kill you. I'm inviting all of you to Mother Summit, November 4th, first Saturday. You all know. We meet there. King's College. Thank you. Oh, you were there. Praise the Lord. Yes. We'll pray for our children. Laboring. We are worse. Cancer. When Mrs. Oshiomhole was laboring with her husband. What was that stupid cancer? So women, please, take care of yourself. Go for your pap smear. Do breasts. Check up. Check up your system. Because, God forbid, if you die, this man will remarry you. It's women that say, I can never remarry. Have you ever had a man say, I can never remarry? Even at 75, I can tell you. They still remarried. It's not their fault. It's the way they are made. It's the way they are made. A woman is relational. A man defines himself not by his relationship, but by his job. Because when he was created, it was job he met in the Garden of Eden. When the woman was created, it was relationship she met. It's the way we are made. So you have to understand. Don't kill yourself. Choose to be happy. Just to be happy and enjoy life. Enjoy your life. You have labored. You earn your salary. Take care of yourself. Wear what you like. Drive what you like. Trust God to bless you. Sow seeds. And trust the Lord to bless you. And if you can afford it, go on vacation. Travel abroad. Go to Ghana. If you can't go to America. How much is something? Go somewhere. Go abroad. Abroad is abroad. Abroad is abroad. At least we enter a plane now. Please don't kill yourself, fool. Wake up in that area and choose to be happy. If there's any relationship where you are belittled, walk out. If it is a marriage relationship and your life is being threatened, talk to the authorities over you. I don't believe in divorce, except there are some cases that the church will know that, no, we have tried. I don't preach it. I stand against it. But when life is being threatened, I think you should separate. T.D. Jakes says, I tithe to God and I tithe to myself. Some of you need to spend some money on yourself. Just walk to the mall and buy something for you. For you. Not for husband and wife. Now, buy a card for yourself. Sometimes I put my hand on my hair. I say, Lufunke, you are trying. Are you not a woman? Oh, carry your mom. You're trying. When last did you have a massage? Some of you, tension, that's what you are carrying about. And it breeds and brutes cancer. Because your blood is not circulating. It's not a pleasure. If you work hard, once I'm done now, I'm going for one. You cannot afford to just live your life anyhow. You need to wake up in that area too. And be a great wife. Be a blessing to your husband. Believe in him. Encourage him. The Bible makes us to understand. When we talk about submission, please hear this. The way we interpret submission is from the African demonic perspective, not the Bible. What is submission? It is strength put under control. That's submission. You should not be a doormat. That's subjugation. So if you say, well, I'm submitting to my husband, and you are very poor, you are not doing anything. The man just sleeps with you and then, come here. Why did you drive the car that way? You are not submitting, you are obeying. It's a difference between the two. Submission is you are important, you are heavy, you are anointed, you have some things in your life, and you can still honor your husband. There is no human being on earth that I will give honor to until I have given it to my husband. So when you submit to the man, when you do that to the man, he knows that this is a heavyweight champion submitting to me. He said, there's one man in our church. That man is poor, but he's very humble. What else will a poor person be? What else? Be a great wife. Help your husband to fulfill his destiny. Wake up in that area. Help your husband to fulfill destiny. Stand by him. Support him. We have a pastor's wife conference coming up. She sits on the internet, November 25. Please encourage people. Pastors' wives and female ministers. There are things we cannot tell you when church members are there. And some of you are in pains, you are bleeding. Go online, you will see it. So stand by your husband, prayer cover him, Satan prove him, Delilah prove him, Jezebel prove him. Satisfy your husband sexually. Some of you need to wake up in that area. Say, I'm old. He's your husband. And there's no marriage in heaven except the one we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Satisfy him. And it's not just one-way traffic kind of sex. Missionary type. So the man is bored. Same style every day. Do it when you are done. Stand up. And it's not every time you should be under. The Bible says that shall be above only. Come up either. They don't teach us these things in church, but it leads to problems sometimes ago. It's your husband. Satisfy him. When a man is sexually satisfied, he's emotionally stable. There's nothing anybody wants to freak, you know. Because he's satisfied with you. Who says it must be your husband that will invite you for sex every time? Who says? Know your slang now. Know your code. Can we travel to Jerusalem today? Some of you are so used to a scarf. Even when your husband is making love to you, my scarf, 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 scarf and beret. Only God knows who created that beret. It's an affliction against womanhood. Kilo de. And the men are free. But the woman is calf and beret. Beret. So the man is saying, which one now? Scarf again. My scarf, my scarf, my scarf. Please be neat as a woman. Don't look 67 at 37. Even if you always tie scarf, tie it to church, but not everywhere. Once in a while, let air, fresh air come. See your husband now. The man, that's what the man can think, because his brain is ventilated. Scarf in the morning, scarf in the night, scarf in the evening, scarf, scarf. You cannot step out without scarf. So your brain, orumu, oru. What is say? Let fresh air come. Let fresh air come. I'm close to mommy now. I want to buy fresh air. Sorry, you're in the house. Get fresh air on your brain. Madam, that's not what will take you to heaven. Some of you are saying, my marriage has a problem. It's the devil. And the devil is saying, I don't even know your address. You must dress to please your husband. You must wear night wears. It's not that your husband is making love to you and then cockroach is coming from under the bed. Rat is coming because of newspapers, 1930, Daily Times. Under your bed should be free. It should be free. Your kitchen should be neat. Your bathroom should be neat. As a woman, you should be neat. Even if you don't wear jewelry, make it up. Don't just put a lubon on your face, white powder. Look for compact powder. Compact. Even if it's ordinary rub, put it on your lips. Don't wear crack, crack, crack. You don't need lipstick like my own. I'm dressing to please my husband. You don't have to put this on. But madam, you can be more beautiful. As you age, you need to push it up a bit. Comb your hair. Look good. Go and buy compact powder. You will see what your husband will say. Look nice. Tie a little scarf on your neck. You're not wearing jewelry. Just tie a little scarf. Just look good. There's a way you tie your head down. You look older than your age. So get someone to teach you. Satellite dish. A sugar mock way you are spiritual.
I need to close the job. Praise the Lord. She was a judge, a prophetess. Who is going to bed tonight thanking God for you? My husband was almost involved in an accident some time ago. God averted it. So we had a Thanksgiving service. As I carried my offering, going to the front, about six widows, they came around me and said, you cannot join our club now. Who will pay our children's school fees? We are praying for you. Your husband cannot die. I burst into tears. Some of you need to wake up and fulfill destiny. You don't need to found an orphanage. Support people that have. I have an orphanage. I have an old people's home. I have a home for abused women. My son and I are building a big hospital in Osun State. Because I don't want to die as a woman. I want to die as an institution. When I'm gone, I want to research to see be made if Jesus tarries about my life. Don't eat everything. Touch people. My driver is here. One day he said to me, Mommy, even if you don't pray again, the lepers in those states are praying for you. Lepers. I shut off him, Bora, I'm unprovided. Lepers. Their boss called me. The wheelchair he's on. That's why I keep changing it every 2 years. He's old. He's 80 something. You can hardly see. He said, you are the reason why I have a home today. Who is going to bed thanking God for you? Wake up and do something. I don't use all your money to buy dresses. Save for women. Some of you, the cement you should have bought to build houses, you are wearing as dress. If your husband is 40 and you don't have property, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Some of you, because you want to dress like somebody, you don't know their story. I have written and published 77 books. When I go to preach sometimes, more than the offering they give me, the books, in Paris, in London, people sign, I sign my book. People queue. He's feeding me. Obafemi Awolowo was one of my mentors. I don't know whether he was born again or not, but that's not my business. Because I can't even pray for his salvation again. I love to read biographies. I read about that man. And one of the remarkable things he said is a guiding light for my life. Baba Obafemi Awolowo said, while my mates were busy with women of loose virtues, I was busy burning the midnight oil. Look at all the Nigerian leaders in his time. He is about the only one whose life is still speaking. One of his children is a reverend missus. She makes my dresses. All his children, his granddaughter is the wife of the vice president in Nigeria today, dead yet speaking. While my mates were busy with women of loose virtues, I was busy burning the midnight oil. I told God several years ago that I will live my life in such a way that my mates will be real. And scarce. In marriage, as a mother, as a woman, I've come today to make you angry and to tell you to wake up and do something great with your life. There are some of you here, books are inside you. Some of you, songs that will feed you inside you. Some of you, just one idea.
just one studio where people will come and make up. Some of you, catering. Some of you, a small book that simplifies parenting. Some of you, it's inside you. Wake up. The Lord cometh. Wake up and do something. God has been waiting on you. The angels that will help you have been sent. They are lined up. And hear this. For God to change his program will change the man. So that you will not hear tomorrow that somebody has started that thing that you said you wanted to do. Do it. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it. There's a time for everything. A time for every purpose on earth. A time to die. A time to live. A time to speak and a time to be quiet. Let your money speak. When God was going to make a helper for Adam, God took from him. If you are going to be blessed, God must take from you. Your money, your treasure in the kingdom. Battles are raging now. It is now altar versus altar. What is speaking on your behalf? Because whether you don't, if you don't know, altars are speaking against you. What are you putting on the altar of God? What can be traced in your church, in ministries like this, that you have deposited? In lives that will speak when you are gone. One man died where I live. His children carried all, they removed all the car keys. Thank you, ma'am. All the car keys, all the house keys, all the room keys. They put everything together. They opened the casket and they placed it on his chest. They said, Daddy, you forgot your keys. Who will go to bed tonight thanking God for you? Let's bow down our heads. You know why God sent you to this planet?
How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind?